These poems move at the speed of light or the speed of a late-night taxi ride uptown on 6th Avenue when you're lucky enough to make all the lights. Praise for the Daily Mirror, David Lehman's Journal in Poetry from Susan Wheeler. Lehman is on the core faculty of the graduate writing programs at Bennington College and the New School. I'm selecting from this book for the Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander. January 10. The day between snow and sun, like the white and yolk of a fried egg, I wake at 3 and shout at my wife, who is approximately 200 miles and 5 years away, because our son is taking the new math, which in my dream means living in a building without walls or floors, hopping from girder to girder, and the sensation of falling into a different century, all because someone in December asked me, "How was your fall?" And I said, "I'm still falling," like the snow which stopped when I woke up, stretched, yawned, read for 3 hours, and took a walk into day's blaze of white noon. February 13. It's Friday the 13th, and I wonder how the superstition got started. I'd always thought it was because there were 13 diners at the Last Supper, but I recently saw a documentary about the Knights Templar, according to which King Philip of France mounted a ruthlessly efficient surprise attack on the Templars and tortured them until they confessed they were heretics, Gnostics. That happened on a Friday the 13th in the 14th century, and ever since it's been an unlucky day to be caught in a storm or shoplifting or in bed with a person other than your mate, or just crossing the street before looking both ways in New York, where, from one point of view, it's always Friday the 13th. March 18th. When spring comes, I want to sit on a bench in Washington Square Park, remembering when I was a kid dreaming of being a grown-up who gets to read the paper on a park bench, free of anxiety, duty, responsibility, on a day when the temperature is 57 and Blues for a Dog comes on WBGO, and a friend comes by in a white beard I haven't seen since 1991, when I was about to go to India. He had been there for a year, he said. "Would you like to go back?" I said. He said he knew ex-cons who'd like to go back to prison for a week-long visit if they could. That's how he felt about India. June 6. No two are identical, though they begin from the same point in time, the same point in the dream when the radio shuts itself off in the middle of Just in Time, Sinatra version. The curtains are blowing in and the driver of the hearse outside looks up and says, "Room for one more. And now you know what kind of hospital you're in, and you must escape from it by acting normal, pretending there isn't a conspiracy against you as dead of night shifts into shock corridor." There are a dozen versions of this dream. I keep thinking of what Ashbery said about escapism. He said we need all the escapism we can get, and even that isn't going to be enough. August 12. Did you know that today in 1982 the great American bull market began and today in 1997 it didn't end? I wonder what else happened 15 years ago. It was the day Henry Fonda died. Where was I? In New York, probably, looking for work. A publisher asked me to write the Signer's Handbook, if you don't think you're too literary for that. And no one that day had ever heard of St. John's Wort or Feng Shui or carpal tunnel syndrome. What a long way we've come. The Dow closed that day under 800, and today it's under 8,000, and the Dodgers are a game and a half out of first. It's hot, and I'm eating a bowl of gazpacho to quicken my thirst. These poems on the Poet's Weave are from David Lehman's book, The Daily Mirror. I'm Jenny Kander.